Good morning. This is KWSO News. At the start of the new year, the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs purchased an additional ownership interest in the Pelton Round Butte Hydroelectric Project, an emissions-free three-dam complex on the Deschutes River, co-owned by PGE and the tribes. The tribes increased their share from 33.33% to 49.99%. The tribes became co-owners of the hydroelectric facilities in 2001 through an agreement that provided the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs with an additional opportunity to purchase another 16.66% in 2021. For more than 40 years, the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs and PGE have worked together to generate power and advance an ambitious set of environmental goals, including the reintroduction of salmon and steelhead runs to the Deschutes River. Several Oregon tribes are leveraging state officials to take a look at private casinos emerging across the state amid the Flying Lark's pending HHR application. The Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Tribe of Indians, based out of Roseburg, claims the Flying Lark in Grants Pass is among other places across the state that is in violation of gambling laws. Anthony Broadman, attorney representing the Cow Creek Tribe, told NBC affiliate KGW Thursday, "The fact is, non-tribal private casinos violate the state constitution." He was referring to the current Oregon law that requires casinos to be built on tribal land. The Flying Lark, located next to the Josephine County Fairgrounds, says the historic horse racing machines, HHR, would be different from traditional casino-style machines. Owner and Dutch Brothers co-owner Travis Bursma said everything is being done by the books. Broadman believes it still does not fall in line with the law, stating that when you put a bunch of machines in a building, it's a casino. During an ORC meeting Thursday, Grants Pass Down President Randy Evers shares that it could not run the race meet for 2022 if the Flying Lark's application is denied. Several Northwest musicians have been nominated for the Native American Music Awards. A few of them come from Eastern Washington. Spokane Public Radio's Doug Nedvornik reports.
Farron Sohappy, a Yakima tribal member who lives near Grand Coulee, is nominated in two categories for his album Not Looking Back. It's an album he wrote and recorded that includes traditional music and singing.
Hi, hi, yo, hey, yo, hey.
He has a chance to win if he can get enough people to go to the Native American Music Awards website and vote for his album. Others from Washington who were nominated include singer-guitarist Tony Louie, a Colville tribal member, for his song Drifter's Soul.
Mama calls me the wind, I'll be gone 3 months, blow back in.
And singer Corey Thornton from the Colville Arrow Lakes Band for her single Straight Up. Two other Colville tribal acts, Nomadic Mind and Just James, are nominated in the category of Best Collaboration in a Video. The date for the awards ceremony hasn't yet been announced. I'm Doug Nedvornik reporting.
Musicians from Yakima, Warm Springs, and Umatilla tribes are also nominated for Native American Music Awards. From Warm Springs, we have Blue Flames in several categories, Big B, and Kalia Jackson nominated. You can see the complete list at NativeAmericanMusicAwards.com. A new educational video series was released by the Klamath tribes last week. The videos are a part of Senate Bill 13, a law passed in 2017 to teach tribal history in schools. Julie Bettles works for the Klamath tribe. She says that many elders were interviewed for the videos, which is an important component to a culture that values oral history.
That oral history comes from generations passed down, and some is from the firsthand perspective, such as the boarding schools. We have many of our elders that have either been through boarding schools and or we're all closely related to somebody that has had that boarding school experience.
The videos focus on the history of the Klamath tribes, including boarding schools, the tribe's relationship with the natural world, and the U.S. government. Specific curricula are available for all 9 federally recognized tribes in Oregon. And now in local sports, the Manders High School Lady Buffs basketball is in action tonight as they host North Marion in league action. They're looking to extend their current 4-game winning streak. Tip-off is at 7 p.m., and you can catch that live action here on KWSO. Buff boys basketball is also in action as they are on the road to North Marion. The North Marion boys are 7-5 on the season and just came off of a win over Gladstone, while the Buff boys are hoping to get back to the winning side of things. Their tip-off is at 7 p.m. That's your news and sports. Reporting for KWSO News, I'm Duncan Bruno.